by any chance read that wisdom over here. And if you have the mindfulness, that you are mindful that wherever in this diagram, wherever in the world, that it is suffering, that whichever way I look at, if I look at from the top over here, I see these worn out fields, aging, sickness, death. When I look at from here, also I see certain bad ones, you know, the physical nutriments over here, and the troublesome ones, whatever the volition and all those things leading to this part. So in the middle you can see ill will, hate and all those things, doubt sort of thing. And whichever way I look at, this is the vehicle. So this in the vehicle you can live, you can sleep, you can stretch your legs and all those things. Whichever way you put your legs and things, I was actually doing this meditation this morning, where you can put your leg underneath, if you consider these two as a bar, where this is the effort is a bar, and there's this mindfulness as a bar. Put under your legs underneath the effort, and over the mindfulness, and your head into the wisdom. You can actually, you know, sort of swing from those two positions from your leg. And when you look at going down, you can see, I see this aching and those bad ones. I see the concentration, which I am happy. But over here, I got the wisdom. My body is rotated, but I am hanging my belly down over here. Because that, you know, my body shape with the... So you can see what I have in the middle is the excrement. If you think about the Pindole Sutta, it's like a funeral pyre. Burning at two ends, excrement in the middle. So that way also I see suffering. And I am actually close, my body, back is close to the conceit, mana. And so I rotate, I change my body position, I can go over these things and I can leave my legs and I can put my head in the wisdom and the legs over here. Whatever position I bear, I see things suffering. When you come to that sort of stage, then you think that everything is suffering. That is from the wisdom that the mindfulness has now arisen to the level that you say, whatever thing in the world, this is my world, is suffering. At that time, if you are sort of very strong, then you go into this concentration and you read the Nirodha Samapatti, the cessation of feeling and perception. It's like that you become blank, like that there's nothing in your mind. You just switch off, for sometimes you do not know anything in the world, and then you come back to that one. So that's the cessation of feeling and perception. Having reached that one once, that in next when you do the meditation, because you got the correct understanding now, you go into that one very easily. Because what you now see is everything, whatever way I contemplate about this diagram, about this mental state, everything is suffering. So let me not pursue any of these suffering. That is the idea. I do not want to pursue anything any further. That means I am not assigning any value to any feeling. So when I am saying I do not want anything in the world, that means I don't want to go into even these higher states. So therefore, this thing, what stops? That's where this car stopped. No further. So that's the nice part that you can achieve if you... It will take time to arrive at that one. And that's the one you can see. Now when the mindfulness arises in such a way that of course you had the effort, you can see you got the effort, mindfulness and going to concentration one part. Now next you don't need the effort, you can say you're coming from mind, wisdom to mindfulness. I am mindful everything in the world is of the arising and passing nature. I am thoroughly understood that this is suffering. I don't want to perceive anything. So you go into the concentration. Concentration has got this wisdom. It's the right mindfulness lead to right concentration. Right concentration leads to right knowledge. So that's how the Eightfold Path works in the Mahachattarika Sutta.
So that means you have to feel suffering, isn't it?
You need to, that is what Buddha said, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness is suffering.
So
that is the stuff.
So it can be taken as a life thing, like what I did was started this Kabin Karahara, and then I thought because of that the lust arises and the birth arises, and because of that aging, sickness, death things come. And I didn't think like that very thoroughly, and then I thought it is suffering here, to the birth to this one, so I thought this, the found nature of this, and then I thought it's impermanent.
That you need to do it one state, because first you look at the suffering part, and then you go into this right wisdom over here to a little extent, not the strongest extent. And having reached that one, you look back, why am I suffering? I admit it is suffering in the world. And then you see, I'm clinging to the form. So I need to deal with the form. If I haven't dealt with the form before, then I can't. So now what you are describing is I'm dealing with the form. I look at the foul nature, this disgusting thing. That one created this problem. So I am reaffirming what Buddha said in the first place. Right view is that this is suffering, the birth is suffering. So having tried to look at that, you went through and come back again and you analyze. So first round is the longest round. In the longest round, you are saying that this is foul nature, I don't want. Now I have the rapture. Then I am actually talking about the feeling. I am saying, I am not talking about the pleasurable feeling that I eat and that the pursue some sense pleasures, they are disgusting. This one is good. But I now see that this one is also leading to the same suffering. It's the part and parcel of the same thing. And I don't want that one either. So then go to the perception part and this look at the other side. What about these? And you are saying this is also the same boat, same part, same parcel. I don't want that one as well. And that time you are actually from here to here. Wisdom to that one. That's the good thing. That mindfulness now absorb whatever the wisdom I had. I'm aware in each. You see, the mindfulness is aware of all the parts here. The knowledge, these are the knowledge parts. And mindfulness is aware of all the parts. I am aware of the wrong parts. I don't want them. I am aware of this longest path. I am aware of the middle path. And then I am saying I am aware of the shortest path. But all the parts, all the knowledges, just constructed. It's suffering. I don't want to think about this one any further. When you arrive at that one, then you make the cessation of feeling and perception. That's how you do that. Because the path you are talking about has to be done.
Yeah, but it's too early to do that, I think. Isn't it? I should have thought about the suffering first.
You need to start with the suffering.
Then go to that, and then I thought about the second one too, but it, once it came like that, because I said that I don't want this Kabin Karahara, because of that I don't get this feeling also, because I said it is not, I don't want that, and then I didn't have to, it didn't occur this path over here, and then I thought, because Lord Buddha said, and then to stop this, we don't have the consciousness happening here. We have to stop these wheels. We shouldn't do prayers, talk, and all these things. And then go to the concentration because of this faith and everything. And it stays actually over here and here.
Okay, if you can, by doing that one, If you can actually stay over there, that is fine. But there are other things.
Yeah.
Other things are like doubt is an issue. And there's a conceit. Conceit is there. And conceit is creating the problems. Okay, you are saying, I don't want this physical. Your mind is actually now reflecting. You are saying, I don't want this one. Okay, I'm happy for you not to have that one. I'm happy for you to have not these things. But what about me? Let me stay with the conceit that I am such and such a person without these things. So it lies over there. But you need to attack the conceit as well.
To change your mind and
you need to contemplate all of them. Not at the one meditation. You meditate once, you arrive at something like, this is, I don't even want to talk about. Okay, the one that you are talking about, you can say, I don't want to. This is disgusting, I know. I have contemplated many times. I know the suffering. I don't want that one. But then the other feelings, you know, my rapture, happiness, the pleasure, the seventh jhana, the concentration, then you deal with those things as well. But having dealt that one, then you have to see that I have the conceit. Now I am such and such a person. Now you are saying I don't want that one because they also die, pass away and being born in hell, animal realm and so on. So I am leaving that one as well. So having established your mind thoroughly to each and every point in this diagram, and I see no rescue of this one other than giving up all. So that is what that one says, the giving up all, sabbhupati nisagga. In that, the Sukhapatipada Kippavinya diagram, giving up all that one. So there you actually reach these states. So it's really nice. This is the knowledge path from here to here that, you know, having established. So you are traveling in this path. I mean, I have traveled through this one many years now, 10 years, for example, you know, going through that one. Without a diagram, I have traveled. And so I know every path that I can possibly think of over here, in the sense. So then you find there's no place for me to reside and rest in this one, rather than giving up. And that time, yeah.
When I go through this one in meditation around all these paths, what I saw is, if you go through all these things and got out of one by one all those things, actually what is happening was, you are getting out of fire aggregate of things totally. Is that right?
Yeah. You are completely out of that one. Is when you actually get out of all the fire aggregates of clinging, then that's the end of this thing. Because that all these states, whether the when you talk about the fire aggregate, I have the perception, the good perception, I have given the good perceptions. I'm not even talking about the wisdom, because wisdom is also constructed. So I'm saying, no, I'm mindful, I'm aware of this one. There is a path, of course there is a path to the mind, this wisdom. I don't want that one either. So, if you are completely right, it is completely giving up these things.
But I think that, actually I think about that one, but what I saw, the metta path, the coming path, that path goes, and feeling part is also gone in the first place, and then metaphysical perception is also, because I today realize the perception coming from that place, and perception, and also information naturally, and then that means samskara, and then the consciousness is also gone because of that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing that good that you mentioned. Although I am saying I don't want to have this front path, I am happy to stop. Whatever the wheels that I have already rotated, that has a power as well. I need to be aware of that one as well. I should be mindful about that one, because my wheel has got a momentum now. I have stopped sending the power to the back wheels. But the wheel is still rotating. Because when the wheel rotates, then it comes back, propelled back over here. So I should be aware of that one. I need to completely stop these back wheels as well. So therefore you can actually stop it. Otherwise you can't.
Can you call it samsara?
These original formations, of course, they are actually parts.
What's
the volitional formations?
Volitional.
Yeah, sometimes they translate it as habitual tendency. Yeah, so you can see the habitual tendencies are the parts. See, these are the knowledge parts I'm talking about. There are bad parts or karma parts, karma patha. Karma patha means that I am happy to lie, I am happy to kill. Those are the paths that we have made before. Therefore, our mind, when these things happen, goes very quickly to those ones. That's why we get angry sometimes, you know, that very little things, we get angry when our views are changing as well. If I have two views, one view and then I have another view, that I get angry. Both views are mine. You know, sort of a change. So we are at that level. It's sort of the path has been created. It's possible to create the path in your minds as well. By meditating, you can create, but the other beings also can create your paths in your mind. It's possible to do that. So these paths are, you know, going through. So bad paths, you get rid of by going through the knowledge path. By traveling through this knowledge path again and again, they're called jnana patha. Doing that one, you train. Jnana patha is sikhe, that's the gatha, that's what it says. Sikhe means you train with this knowledge path.
So first time,
then do whatever
the remedy we can do
according to the Dhamma. That's right. According to these, you know, the four patipada. So we are talking about the last one, which is the Sukha Patipada Kippa Binya. That's the last one we are talking about, the Eightfold Path.
So we can do that.
All the Dhamma, any Dhamma you can use, you can apply in place. Buddha knows all the paths. So Buddha knows all the paths from any place to go into the other one. Without any problem. So Buddha described all the Dhammas are actually about these paths. Buddha start from the ones, if you carefully look at all the paths, take any discourse, you can see there is a path from here. This Dhamma Buddha has seen, so Buddha actually preached these paths. This is what it is. So unless someone understand that what Buddha actually taught is this. They don't see. It is completely a path from one point to another point to the wisdom.
Now, when you think about the perceptions, even though when we say the Kavalimkaranahara and all these things, we get out of the forms, but still there is a Vina, isn't it, already produced earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, one can at any time have that perception.
It is.
And then through that perception, you have a form, even though there are no real physical things in there, that form has that nature, isn't it?
Yep, I mean.
And then how do you say that you have a bit of the...
Now you got rid of the origin of that one, the path leading to that one. And having got rid of that one, you are mindful and you are aware, I have this problem. Now I deal with this problem. Right? So you apply that Dhamma path, that how do I stop this one? If I want to stop this lying, half speech, that thing, then what I need is just the faith about the Buddha. If I have the strong faith about the Buddha, Buddha said these things are bad, I am ashamed myself having this one. So I remove it from my mind. I'm determined to remove. With my determination, you stop that path. So that's how you do that. So the various Dhamma paths apply in various locations here. And if you know the techniques, how do I stop this one? How do I stop this path? You know, you already described how do I stop that one? How do I stop this feeling? If you know that one, you apply each time this thing. And that is the complete stopping. This is what Buddha is saying in the Nirodha Samap, the cessation of this thing. Buddha said that when the eye is enticing, stop it. Ear, nose, tongue, body. And then the, my thoughts, vitakka, you know, this perception of creating is vitakka, initial application, sustained application, stop it. So each one of them stop, this diagram stop. That's the only way the car stop. That's what Buddha said. Buddha said it in short and explained later in details in various discourses. Highest wisdom is actually over here. This is the arising of wisdom. This is the arising because I am looking at these things. I am saying I don't want that one. So this is sometimes is actually the concentration. This part is actually a concentration. Concentration arising with the wisdom. And then the wisdom is get established here. Now I am affirming myself, yes, it is impermanent. I have the decision now. I am arriving at the decision. And I have the decision. That's the difference between the two. I was actually sort of marking this one as the concentration, and the Bhante said, no, it's the wisdom. So this is the arising of concentration with wisdom.
So, when
you come to mind, remember that Mahachattarika Sutta? Mahachattarika Sutra said that you got the right view coming back, and then you get the right mindfulness. From the right mindfulness, right concentration. Right concentration, right knowledge. That's the knowledge. Having arrived at that knowledge, I am not now mindful. I am aware that I don't want any of these things. So with that one, you straight away go blank here. So this is cessation of feeling and perception level. You go into that one. So that means not self means everything, including the knowledge, including the path, including the Eightfold Path, everything constructed is not mine. Anatta, everything is not mine in that sense. True, in the true sense. Sorry? Yeah.
Is it to give up?
Give up all the clinging. Yeah. Give up what you are giving up, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, all. You give up all.
The clinging.
Hmm?
The clinging.
Clinging up to those things. Yeah.
To right concentration.
Hmm?
It leads to right insight.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And the right insight and then the right liberation. Okay. We'll stop for today then. Okay.